These are further exchanges between Z. Charnot and T.E.W. or T.W. that were written between the 20th and December 23rd, 2005. T.W. writes and Z. often responds interlinearly. T.W. wrote on December the 20th, "Okay, now I'd like to extend my thoughts further to try to gain a stronger understanding of service to others versus service to self, and how a karma balance-like concept may interrelate in this measure of percentage." Z says, "May I suggest, first and foremost, that you seek a better understanding rather than a stronger understanding. Karma is the carry forward of consequences from the choices you have made." When we make the choices in terms of service to self, we organize our environment in terms of the pattern of furnishing the closed, isolated, alienated pattern of self. As the Gnostics say, self is the only sin. When we then open the domain of self, make its pattern conform to the functions and related needs of others, there is a jolting shock of calibration that we encounter. It is a karmic consequence. We not only need to revise and refine patterns within our environment, but within our very fund of being. We are having to abandon the practice of manipulating and controlling others using control dramas I have recently discussed. Terry responds, "In the raw material, it often mentions service to self, STS, and service to others, STO, as polarities. It was also mentioned at the time the material was given that many had not chosen a polarity, but rather drifted between STS and STO. This implies that something we do causes us to assume a positive or negative sign, or build an energy charge, or in some other way identifies us with these polarities. Rather than a plus-minus sign," this is Z responding, "there is an open or closed domain of self. That means that what we say to others about why we do what we do, what we say to ourselves about why we do what we do, and why we really do what we do must be the same thing. Motive matters immensely. Before enlightenment, we chop wood and carry water. After enlightenment, we chop wood and carry water. What is the difference? Why we chop the wood and carry the water? Do we do so in behalf of self, or in behalf of greater service to others as well? I prefer to leave the accounting of whether some thought, some feeling, or some act constitutes service to self or service to others without any attentiveness. The more we keep track of who and what we are, the less we are. That is because we are enforcing the boundary of self. We are enforcing the boundary of self even in self-denial." Terry wrote, "You wrote above that service to others is a field of connection. This suggests that something we do, or think, or feel, or imagine, creates connections or patterns of connection in this field. You also wrote that we evolve by means of an exploratory extension of the co-emissive strands of other than self-referencing emission, which helps us know by connection. It seems co-emissive strands of connection would be required for service to others' connections, because one must be desiring service, and one must offer service, or free will is not maintained in the connection that results. From this, I wonder then, if STS, service to self, is also a field of connection. And it seems that this field would perhaps be interpenetrated by service to others' field, but operate at a different frequency, also a dissonant frequency. It seems there are also connections here based on control and dependency. And Z responds, picture strands of emissions extending upward and outward from a pole, not in a field, but in up to bottom, front to back, left to right, group at field shapes, group of field shapes. Absorption pole, there is a comparator, it differentiates between the reference field and the pattern. The ideal pattern is an elegant pattern, meaning maximum diversity from minimum inventory. We process towards relating more to more, more extensively and more appropriately. This is what intelligence does. This is what life does. There is a choice. Do we revise the patterns within us, within the fund of being of the entity? Or do we act upon or attempt to influence the environment? There are no ends. There are only means. There is an interdependent progression. There is the flow of the Tao. There is the continuous process of creation. Creation is deputized. The Creator creates creators. We are those creators. The Gospel of John, the first chapter, says that in the beginning was the Word was God, made out of God's stuff. The Word was with God. All things were made through Him. This term, used here for Word, is an anglicized Greek logos, the term for a speaker or a written word. The term used here for word is in anglicized Greek, or logo. The term spoken or a written word is grammati, again, anglicized Greek. In other words, the term logos, the being who provides the pattern of development for the galaxy. In the case of our galaxy, the Logos has chosen to use free will. This means to further deputize the process of creation. If you read the three books by Michael Newton on the subject of life between lives, Journey of Souls, 2, The Destiny of Soul, 3, Lives, you will find the case history accounts of people hypnotic rest to the theta state who describe their life between lives. Souls are created. New ones are created all of the time. We are a focused personality projected by the overall self to explore not only the pre-existent world, but to explore possibilities. And T.W. says, now one of the things I've been wrestling with is how to conceive of balance, more than a law, the way things work, that might be involved in these two polarities, since it seems based on choices we make, we polarize, and or we increase the charge along the service to self or service to others path. It's tempting to think of the law of balance as scale, with negative energy charges on one side and on the other. Perhaps this is a valid visualization, but it troubles me that this one can give rise to the concept that the end defies the means. Please proceed to part 2.